Winning the Chopin Prize in Warsaw is an event which gets bigger as for me as time goes on. I mean, it was already very big before I even went there. In 1968, I had won the Montreal competition. In 1966, I had won the Busoni. So I was already, as they say, somewhat launched and beginning to have a small career. And I had this kind of very analytical or pragmatic sense about what happens in the world of music, because I was at the Juilliard School of Music, very well placed to hear all the great artists in New York and to sort of look at the music business in the biggest city in one of the music capitals of the world. And I thought that the competitions I'd won are doing me very well and I'm getting experience, but in order to get to the next step, to actually really launch an international career, you have to win one of the big ones. All competitions are created equal, but they're not. And at the time, the three Bs that had produced winners consistently that had gone on to big international careers were the Tchaikovsky in Moscow, the Queen Elizabeth of Belgium, and the Chopin in Warsaw. And in 1970, both Tchaikovsky and Chopin were coming up. So I decided that I would aim for Chopin because rather than Tchaikovsky, because Chopin would be an exclusive concentration on Chopin's music, which I was dying to do at that point. I was already beginning to be a little Chopin Z, or a pretty big one, actually, in my case. Anyway, the result is it turns out I did win, as the world knows, and the experience was an unbelievable experience. It was still very much Cold War. I was a 22-year-old kid from White Plains who didn't know much about the world, going to this communist country, and I was a little bit freaked about the whole thing. But I figured, well, you go and you have an experience, and of course, it was of the communist countries. It was a great one to go to because people there were more free and more open, at least in their expression, than in all of the others put together, and were very eager to contact people. I met so many people, including, kids at the conservatory where we practiced. No, nobody seemed to be afraid to talk to a Westerner, which was very, very nice. It was way poorer than the environment I came from in White Plains or New York City. I mean, there were shortages of everything, and it was bad weather, and I was there for a long time, and I was nervous. So it's quite a combination. But I managed to do very well, and I managed to thrive. The public response was incredible. The competition was held at the Philharmonic Hall in Warsaw, and I don't remember that the first round was all sold out, but it was well attended, morning, noon, and night. But by the second round, it was packed. We were invited, if we wanted to repeat our round. This happened over a course of 3 weeks. So the first round lasted 2 weeks. Then we were down to 24, so then we got through them in about 4 days. And then we had the 3 days of finals of concertos. And we were invited, if we wanted to repeat our performances the next day at another theater, which was packed. And people would stop you in the street and talk to you. Of course, in those days, there was only one or two TV channels, not much radio. It was all government-controlled. So there wasn't lots of news, and mostly it was controlled and not very interesting. Yet we were headliners. We were like sports heroes or rock stars. And people would stop you in the street, not just to say that you have a lovely tone or, you play the etude very well, but they would say, "Ah, it's very interesting. The way you played the middle of that mazurka reminded me of what my grandmother said that Friedman did. Who taught you?" And so that was quite different. I wasn't quite ready for that. And the passion with which Chopin was discussed and the cult of Chopin, both at the intellectual musical level and also just the popular level, he is wildly loved and admired and discussed. And then the magic thing happened. Eugene Ormandy read about me in the New York Times and changed his programs in Philadelphia and New York to present me. This is the good old days. It doesn't happen like that anymore, where the great maestro says, "I am going to bring this guy back in style," which was, I couldn't have been luckier.